Kia ora. Ko Fosmatho. Nā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. Parliament met today in a week it was not scheduled to meet. That's a very rare thing. In an emergency, the Speaker can recall Parliament to meet early, which he'd done. First up, after the normal business, was the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern with a statement on the current situation.
From midnight tonight, we bunker down for 4 weeks to try and stop the virus in its tracks and to try to break the chain.
Surely the government has got everything in hand, so why was Parliament needed at all? Especially since it wasn't meant to be sitting and very few MPs were available. Well, Parliament had a few very important things it needed to do today, and thankfully New Zealand is both flexible and foresightful enough to have the laws and rules already in place to allow both the government and Parliament to meet and act.
Through the early and hard measures we've taken at the border, using the powers under the Health Act, the signing of epidemic notices now, being in a state of national emergency, we have all of the legislative means possible, all the enforcement powers, all the tools we need to combat COVID-19.
When some of those powerful emergency laws are activated, there is an obligation for Parliament to meet, to sign off on the decision. Parliament is ultimately the government's boss and is also the safety check on the misuse of these sorts of emergency powers. So Parliament today could have said no to the government's plans. It did not. In fact, Parliament was unusually collegial. Both National and Labour were given credit by their usual foes for the economic and fiscal management that allows New Zealand to cope at this time.
In this House and in New Zealand, we agree. There's no National or Labour or Green or ACT or New Zealand First, just New Zealanders.
Indeed, Parliament allowed the government to do a number of things very quickly. The government passed three bills all the way through from introduction to third reading. Two of them required urgency so that they could hop, skip and jump. This is perfectly normal when speed is needed and the system is built to allow it, although today was unusually efficient. It helped that every party was in accord.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye. To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
The first bill passed was a regular bill called Impressed Supply, whereby the Parliament provides the government with money. That's one of Parliament's core functions. In this case, though, it was an eye-watering $52 billion. Grant Robertson.
This is a large authority to spend. And it should be remembered that this is, in fact, a technical exercise to ensure that the money is available. All expenditure will still be subject to further appropriation. But the scale of the spending is the price that we have to pay.
For National, Paul Goldsmith.
$52 billion, which is about 17% of GDP, as it was before the crisis. It might be a higher percentage now, who knows. So it does amount to the biggest blank cheque in the history of the country, and we give it to the Minister of Finance in the hope and aspiration that he won't need to spend all of it. He may or he may not, but we obviously back him in his wise decision-making about how that money is spent.
The next two bills were to manage the impacts of the epidemic, one dealing with money matters, especially tax and social assistance, and the other with measures including rent freezes, extra powers for district court judges, and for the Secretary of Education. Parliament did all of this with only a fraction of the usual MPs. Parliament had preemptively changed its rules over the last 2 weeks to allow all of the parties to have their usual voting power without the actual bodies being on the ground. The third significant thing that Parliament did today was to create a new, smaller version of itself. Kind of.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to move the government notice of motion in my name to establish the Epidemic Response Committee.
The Epidemic Response Committee will have 11 members, meet virtually, and unusually have a majority of opposition MPs, chaired by the leader of the opposition, Simon Bridges. The other members will represent all the parties. The powers that Parliament delegates to this committee are limited but deep, and allow it to continue another of Parliament's key roles, oversight. It will, more or less, replace question time for the next month, but with power to demand both documents and witnesses. And lastly, with all of those things wrapped up, Parliament put itself back into hibernation, and the MPs into lockdown, along with the rest of us, until the end of April. Until then, it's up to the government and its ministers, with a keen eye being kept on it all by this new committee.
So, New Zealand, be calm, be kind, stay at home, and break the chain.
You've been listening to The House. E te whakarongo, kwaika te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament. Mā te wā.